Mothers are the bomb. Can you imagine a world without moms? I know that it would be impossible because of the birth process, but for a moment, imagine a world without moms. It would be horrible. Who would make us cookies and kiss our boo-boos? Who would tuck us in the bed and sing us lullabies? Who would cook us meals and comb our hair? Who would shower us with love and cuddles and kisses galore? Well, now you know how much my mom means to me. I would not have survived life without such a positive, loving, and caring mom. The world would be an ugly and harsh place without moms. I guess that's why God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Can I ask you to do something special for your mom today and every day after Mother's Day? Here's a few ideas to shower her with love. Tell her that you love her, that you owe her everything, and that you'll never be able to fully pay her back. Show her love with gifts, flowers, and even a special meal. Write words of love and affirmation in a card or a letter. Pray for her daily. Go to church with her because she cares about your soul. Forgive her for weaknesses and mistakes. And ask forgiveness for all the times you made her life difficult. After you've done all these things, you can smile because God is happy with you. If you're a mom, please follow these important steps. Enjoy the attention and receive all the love. Secondly, forgive yourself for the mistakes and sins that we all make. Thirdly, forgive your kids for their mistakes and their sins. Fourthly, forgive your mate or ex for their mistakes and sins. And five, be free. Be happy. God loves you. Being a mom is not a duty. It's a divine calling. And God is happy with you. And you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.